Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Just enjoy your boutonnieres.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. And today, Brian, is a good day. Today is a good day, B. We got snow on the ground. I'm not complaining. Kids are in school.
Not yet.
I'm not complaining.
Not yet.
You know what happened last night, B?
What?
We bet against the Cowboys and we won money.
That's what I'm today talking
about, good day.
Baby.
I like Detroit all day. That line made no sense. The whole world was betting on Dallas. And
well, you know that, man.
Dan Campbell, desperate mode. I will ride with that man.
Hey, man, listen to me. Dallas threw it around. But as you know, they say it, well, Mark, my buddy Mark, you know,
Wimbers. Sure.
Mark say, Dak, he say the real Dak leaves around Christmas. He goes to the North Pole at work. So, I'm about to show you this pic.
He's like Santa?
Yeah, yeah. No, he works for Santa.
Dak out there grinding in the Elf tool supply line?
He said, this is Dak in December.
Oh, that's tough. That's a tough look.
For the thread right there. He said, if you ever notice, Dak disappears in December.
Listen, Dak balled out last night. He was really good.
He threw two interceptions. So, I mean, listen, bro, you throw the ball 47 times, you're supposed to ball out.
Yeah. 31 of 47 for 376 with a touchdown and two INTs. They had another fumble. Hell of a play by that linebacker, Jack Campbell, mm-hmm. Detroit Scott. You know, I couldn't help but notice two guys last night making play after play for the Lions, Jack Campbell and then certainly Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah.
Both those picks were panned when they made them. It just shows, don't listen to people. Have a belief in your building and build the thing you want to build.
That's what you do. You pick the people that you feel fit you and the people that you, based off of what you think, you build your team off of that. Can't listen to them. But listen, bro. Everybody's a GM.
Right.
Everybody's a scout. You know, I see a lot of comments and a lot of stuff off. Sometimes I comment. Sometimes I say, you know what? This does not make any sense to comment. I'll make myself more stupid by commenting.
Certainly. The hit to CeeDee Lamb was scary. I don't know if you saw. He had like the where your hands go up and kind of freeze. Mm-hmm. That stuff's just scary. You certainly hope he's okay because that looked dangerous.
It's football, brother. I mean, listen. You go. Those things happen every once in a while. I remember
right.
In the body bag game. That's how I think Walter Stanley was the one that was knocked out like that, where he was straight in the air, wouldn't move.
Crazy, man.
Yeah. Those type of hits happen. That's when you get. Can you get hit and it affects that you know, the spine or the brain?
Yeah.
And your body can do some weird things, brother.
You know who was very good last night was Jared Goff. 25 of 34, yeah. 309 and a touchdown. My man cannot move. Or in the early in that game, when he tried the spin move down in the red zone, I was like, dog, that is not your game.
Hey.
And I get he thought he was going to be able to get outside of the pressure. That is not your game, Jared. You are very.
You know what he does? What he does damn well.
Gets ball out fast.
He can throw that thing.
Yeah,
bro.
Dude. I find this a fairly remarkable statistical anomaly, B. Listen to this. So, Cowboys went for 417 total yards, right? Uh-huh. They were 6 of 15 on third down, 25 first downs in the game.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a lot of offense happening.
Yeah.
But Detroit has pretty similar numbers. 408 total yards, 20 first downs in the game. They only had third down 8 times.
Yeah, because they kept getting first.
Right.
On
they were averaging 5 first, yards a carry.
On first and second down, they were getting it. See, this is the thing about it, too. Like, the amount of yards sometimes, I think, is a little misleading. When you are always down in a game and you're constantly throwing it,
right,
you are going to sometimes have more yards than the other team. But if the other team has a defense that turns it over and gets it short of field, and they score touchdowns, you get field goals. And end of the game, oh, man, that team had 400 yards total offense. Yeah, because they were starting at the 15. They were starting at the 20.
Right.
You were starting inside their zone.
Totally.
Because they got one on the 14-yard line. They got a touchdown out of it, I think it was. So when you do things like that, that total yard thing could be a little misleading. Look at the amount of yards per play.
That
changes everything right there.
I also think.
And Dallas tosses the ball around.
Right. Dude. Amon-Ra St. Brown, bona fide badass.
Yeah.
Nobody thought he was going to play all week. He ends up playing. Now, it's worth pointing out that was not a short week because both teams played last Thursday. So they had a full week to prepare. But
you look at him, look at his body, the way he works out. A guy like Dak, you can see him coming back and playing. And agreed. He has this will, you know what I mean? Although he was an ass with the Ron thing, still, the dude has an unbelievable will to be out there on the football field.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Jameson Williams, this is a unique take. He looked taller last night. Maybe it was the all whites. He looked taller. Did you notice that? Is that just me?
I think that's you, Jay.
Okay. To me.
He always looked tall.
He looked taller last night to me.
He looked sleek.
You and I have talked about this a lot. George Pickens is having a monster season for Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, though, was the first, is he ready to tweak out game? Like, last night to me, Pickens had the one face mask, which when you hear a face mask called on a receiver, it's like, oh, what? And then they showed the replay. It's one thing to make the contact when you're trying to get off press coverage. He grabbed, hung, twisted, turned.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a Pickens flip out. Is approaching.
He was getting frustrated last night because they were in his stuff.
And then he just started dogging it.
Yeah.
Did you notice that late in that game?
But see, this is the thing about it. There are a lot of front runners in the world. They are great when things are going good. But when somebody make it a little difficult for them, you find out what they really are. And one thing about Dan Campbell's crew, they don't give a damn. They're going to play physical. They're going to play hard throughout the game. And he was getting a little bit of that last night. And they were tie on his ass.
Yeah,
they were hitting him.
It was.
They were hitting him.
They were absolutely hitting. You know, it's crazy because it seemed like Dallas was killing themselves with penalties. But the penalties were almost equal. The yardage wasn't, but Dallas had 7 penalties for 76 yards. The Lions had 8 penalties. Where you could a huge swing in that game was when Pickens got the deep pass interference. And it came back because of, like, an illegal formation. Like, it was offsetting penalties. Mm-hmm. One of them was a 5-yarder. One of them would have been a 45-yarder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's the name of the game, man.
Hey, man. You can't hurt yourself at the wrong times, brother.
Right. I think, what did you think of Kirk Herbstreit constantly referring to Brian Schottenheimer as Shotty?
They might know each other. They have a nickname. I don't worry about that.
It was just a lot. It was a lot of shoddy.
You know, it's like some people have, and some people want you to know that they have a personal relationship with the guy.
Right.
You know, and if he's calling him shoddy, he has to know him outside of just meeting him on a Thursday, I mean on a Wednesday
or
Tuesday
for a
production call. So that's why he's calling that. And you know, it's kind of like sometimes, it's like trying to one-up people like, oh, see, I know him. I know his nickname. You know what I say to that? One finger salute. Who gives a damn?
I love it. I got some news that I think our listening audience, at least, except for the fake Cowboy fans, are going to like.
You know, no, they're real Cowboy fans. They're just fake.
They've just never been to Texas.
They're fake people.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know what the Cowboys' odds are to make the playoffs now?
What is it?
9%.
All right.
They have a 5% chance of hosting a wild card game, a 4% chance of going to a wild card game, and a 91% chance of spending the playoffs on the couch.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm not mad at that. And my guess is, just because the playoff scenarios get so convoluted down the stretch, but my guess is, I think Washington might be able to truly close them out on Christmas Day, which I think a lot of Commanders fans would appreciate that, just to close the door on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun game to watch. I enjoyed it. Then we wake up and we get to see some snow. I was up early.
That was cool, man.
I was on with Jumi and Tony this morning. Appreciate them. So I was up early. I know you were up early. What time were you up?
I got up around 6.
Was it snowing at your place yet?
Yeah. It snowed overnight a little bit. I had a little dude that was happy to see snow, so it was cool.
Oh, Bria's here for the concert.
Yeah.
Oh, so was he fired up?
All right, he's like, it's snow.
Had he ever seen snow?
Yeah, he was here before when it happened. But like when I went to go work out this morning, I noticed I saw him and Deshaun on the couch sleep. I was like, what happened? So I came back up later. I look at Deshaun, he had this look on his face. I say, he wore you out last night. He say, oh, man.
And then he had him up early this morning?
Oh, he normally have him up all night sometimes. This dude, he got energy, bro.
I know that feeling. Well, I imagine Deshaun and Bria are probably out in the yard with him playing in the snow now, right? Or do they have snow clothes? I don't know.
I don't know, man.
If I know your grandson, like the videos you show me, that boy's looking at snow in the yard. He's going into the yard.
Well, no, he has his venture today was up and down the little step down into the living room.
Yeah.
He wants to do it without using his hands. They tell him to hold on, so he wants to step the foot without holding on. And normally he'll step and run to the couch and balance, catch himself on the couch. He caught it this morning. He knows what he's doing this morning.
What are the chances of B. Mitch building a snowman with his grandson this afternoon?
Zero. Hey, I'll stop on the way home and get one made. A little fake one.
I kind of hope the snow melts before my kids get out of school so I don't have to go out in the yard. Is that bad?
It's bad, but terrible. It's not going to happen. You know what's going to happen, Jay? The snow will not be on the roads.
Right.
But it will be on that grass. And in your backyard with those trees.
With the hill.
Hiding stuff, you're going to have snow like that.
So what I wouldn't mind.
You would be outside.
For the girls, if there's enough snow on the little hill in our backyard, they could just sled there. I could start a fire in the fire pit, pour some red for me and the missus. See, like, I could do that.
In other words, you just gave yourself what's it called?
She ain't listening. She's just getting her hair done.
Right, don't worry. Somebody will call her. JP say he's going to make a fire and I have some wine tonight. And you know she likes the expensive wine, so you should go get us some Cayman 75, the real one.
We are back in studio. Good to be back in studio. Jeff is running the big chair today. White Brian holding it down on the other side. We hope Landfill feels better. I thought of something this morning, Brian.
What?
Where do you think is the center of the college football universe this weekend?
Indiana and Ohio State?
No, sir.
Where?
State of Virginia.
Who?
JMU plays tonight at home.
Uh-huh.
And then UVA and Duke, as dumb as that game is tomorrow. If Duke wins, we'll set off the most controversial set of college football rankings, including probably getting JMU into the playoff. Like, it is incredible. How far is Harrisonburg
Does
to Charlottesville?
JMU have to win?
An hour? JMU has to win.
Okay.
I mean, they're...
So if Duke wins, JMU has to win also.
But JMU plays tonight.
Yeah.
So they play first. But JMU is like a 24-point favorite in this thing. They'd be... That's why they play the games, I understand. But nothing could set off more chaos than the consequences of JMU and Duke UVA, which is just bizarre. I mean, seriously, Harrisonburg to Charlottesville is what, an hour? Half hour? 45 minutes?
Not very far.
And JMU has built a hell of a football program. UVA is having a great season. But, like, these are not traditional powers in college football.
Well, JMU is a traditional power when they were playing in Division II.
Right.
Now they're moving up and they're trying to make noise, too.
Like, Ohio State, Indiana is the biggest game of the weekend, but both of those teams are getting in. You could maybe argue Bama and Georgia has a little more intrigue, but even if Bama loses, I don't think they get knocked out. We'll see, but I just don't see it going that way. So shout out to the state of Virginia, man.
Okay.
JMU and the Hoos, the Dukes and the Hoos, man. White Brian, you're the biggest college football head here. Isn't the biggest controversial possibility surrounding UVA and JMU? Oh, Jeff doesn't know how to turn White Brian's mic on.
Can't hear you, right?
White Brian, just text me what you think, and I'll read it on the air. Because despite all of the television cameras and the streaming, still an audio-first program. We got them?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, I'll be watching Duke UVA over 1-2. That's how much this game means.
Really?
Yeah, I'll have it on the YouTube TV multi-view, but I'll have the audio on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Duke UVA.
I don't know that I can do that. Also, your boy, Coach Napier, Billy Napier, got hired by JMU. It's my understanding JMU's coach is staying on for certainly tonight, and then whatever may happen next, then he's going to UCLA. Billy Napier is going to take over JMU. Napier's a dude that knows how to win in the Sun Belt.
He was at Lafayette, they were rocking. Yeah.
I was thinking about this. Now, I don't know much about the current JMU coach that's heading to UCLA. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a very good job.
It's a bigger job than where he was.
Certainly.
And he's gonna get the funds.
There's a lot of question about the money at UCLA.
Oh, they'll find it. You know, Doc Walker will help him out.
Yeah, I mean, Doc
told me he's about to give a large contribution.
Good for Doc. What do you figure, like 6-7 figures?
600-700. Doc gonna say, hey, give it to me when I was there. Hell, they gonna have to do their own thing.
Briefly, how was your ride in?
Good.
So
it was smooth.
For one of the first times in my life, I identified potential trouble and I addressed it. Mm-hmm. I knew it's snowing. And then my ride in, I typically go right past the Kennedy Center.
If you had done that tonight, you'd have had a problem. Today you'd have had a problem.
The village people are in town. Shaq's in town. Mm-hmm. Kevin Hart. This World Cup brouhaha.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I gotta do something different today. Do you know that from my home in Maryland to get to our office in the district required me to drive through Virginia?
Why?
Because I basically am like almost due west of here. And between the Navy Yard studio and my home is the Kennedy Center. And they have the perimeter they have surrounded with roads closed from there.
I came right down like I normally do.
Yeah, but you come on below it.
I came on Independence, but like, but normally they shut everything down. But that was a truck that had, I don't know what the hell this truck was, like a box truck, was across the road. So if you were coming from the way you normally come, you couldn't have passed anyway.
Right. That's why my option.
But they were stuck. It's not like they were trying to park it there. Huh. He looked like he had tried to do something. He was spinning out trying to get off of the median.
Dude, when I looked at my house, my options were, so I basically came down through Georgetown, Key Bridge, cut through Roslyn, and then came over the 14th Street Bridge, mm-hmm. which really wasn't a big deal. But from my house, my options were that, like cut through Roslyn, cut through Arlington, or to go all the way Military Road to Missouri Ave to North Capitol and then come down that way. Like no matter what, avoid, you know, the West End, Kennedy Center, Foggy Bottom, Georgetown, avoid it. That's my advice for you. Now, it was pretty cool.
That stuff starts tonight. The day, what? I mean, at 12, right?
I think it's at noon.
Okay, so.
So I wanted.
But, I rode past it and I saw some police officers out there, but all of them looked to be focused on that damn box truck, not knowing how to drive.
Well, if there's a stuck box truck next to the Kennedy Center when there's a global event about to happen,
yeah,
you might need to call a box truck tow truck. Get that thing out of there, man.
Well, they were just sitting like they were just admiring the truck.
So I wanted to laugh about something because I was with you. David Kochner is the actor that played Todd Packer in The Office. He was an Anchorman, just a hysterical dude.
Mm-hmm.
He was in The Office this morning in the Junkie Show. I don't know if you saw him on your way out. He might have left before you got here. Couldn't be nicer, cooler, whatever. But like the Junks are doing their thing. I was just sitting over there. I'm not trying to intrude, whatever, right? And then as Bishbox was leaving, he and I were chatting about betting college football like we normally do. And he said, oh, do you know Dave? I was like, yeah, you know, I actually met him years back at the Super Bowl. And the funny part of that is I posted a picture meeting him. And my wife, you and I were together for this phone call. Lauren called me. This was like the Friday of the Super Bowl in Atlanta. We had been there since Sunday.
Okay.
And enjoying ourselves. Lauren called me. You look bloated. You look drunk. It's time to come home.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you know what I did? I changed my flight and I came on home.
The bloated sign, though. Why you look bloated?
That might have been the IPA days. I don't know. All right. It is a Friday, which means at 11 a.m. we will responsibly celebrate Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Coming up next, Mitch Tischler, Monumental Sports, going to join the program. We're going to get Jaden news today. I very strongly believe DQ is going to say Jaden's the starting quarterback. We'll wait for that to become official. I want to talk to the big man about Washington's big men. I all of a sudden, I am in a very encouraged space about this.
Well, that's all you're going to talk about anyway.
That's all he wants to talk
Mitch
about.
Mitch never talks about little guys. He always talks about the big guys.
Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.